This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Governments across Europe are stepping up restrictions to try to beat back a resurgence of the coronavirus that has sent new confirmed infections on the continents to their highest weekly levels since the start of the pandemic. The World Health Organization said Tuesday there were more than 700,000 new COVID-19 cases reported in Europe last week, a jump of 34% from the previous week. Britain, France, Russia, and Spain accounted for more than half of the new infections. The increasing caseload is partly the result of more testing, but the UN Health Agency noted that deaths were also up 16% last week from the week before. Doctors are warning that while many of the new cases are in younger people who tend to have milder symptoms, the virus could again start spreading widely among older people, resulting in more serious illnesses. The World Bank has approved $12 billion of financial package to help developing countries buy and distribute coronavirus vaccines, tests, and treatments. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The initiative aims to support the vaccination of up to 1 billion people. The multi-billion dollar fund is part of a wider World Bank Group package of up to $160 billion to help developing countries fight the COVID-19 pandemic. The group's president, David Malpass, says the plan is to extend and expand a fast-track approach to address the COVID emergency so that developing countries have fair and equal access to vaccines. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The International Monetary Fund is projecting a deep global recession in 2020 because of the COVID-19 pandemic, with global economies expected to shrink just over 4%. This is VOA News. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden and President Donald Trump are ramping up their campaigning with the election 3 weeks away in the United States. Biden on Tuesday took his campaign to Florida, a state he called crucial for victory. On Tuesday, Mr. Trump took his reelection campaign to what political analysts consider the other key battleground state, Pennsylvania, where Biden was born. An average of recent major polls shows Biden leading Trump in both Florida and Pennsylvania. The U.S. state of Texas joined a wave of Americans casting ballots at a record-setting pace, jamming early voting polling places ahead of a November 3rd election showdown between Mr. Trump and Mr. Biden. Americans have cast more than 10 million early votes in person and by mail across the country, according to data compiled by the U.S. Elections Project. A bitter fight for the White House and control of Congress has helped inspire the high turnout, and many Americans are casting ballots early to avoid Election Day crowds amid coronavirus safety concerns. U.S. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation hearing resumes Wednesday. During Tuesday's nearly 12-hour session, Judge Barrett declined to answer a range of questions from senators on how she might rule on legal disputes she would face if confirmed to fill a crucial vacancy on the country's highest court. Barrett also rebuffed a question from a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee on whether she would recuse herself if she's quickly confirmed by the Senate from considering any legal disputes arising from the November 3rd national election. President Donald Trump, who nominated Barrett, is trying to win his second four-year term in the White House and says he wants Barrett confirmed to avoid a 4-4 stalemate on contested election issues. Armenia's prime minister said Wednesday that Azerbaijan aimed to occupy the territory of Nagorno-Karabakh completely and described the situation in the conflict zone as, quote, very difficult. He said in a speech that Azerbaijan and Turkey did not want to, quote, stop their aggression, end quote. The renewed fighting in and around Nagorno-Karabakh is the worst since a 1994 ceasefire ended a war over the breakaway region that killed at least 30,000 people. The United States and Germany are urging Turkey to pull back a ship it has returned to waters that it and Greece both claim. Washington Tuesday denounced what it called a calculated provocation. The Turkish Navy said Sunday that its exploration vessel was heading back to eastern Mediterranean waters between the Greek island of Crete and Cyprus, weeks after it left after the two sides agreed to hold talks. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.